Okay, I'm going blind on this.
Okay. So. Don't expect much, Jim. Okay. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, have you ever fallen in love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with?
Yes, Jim, I have, and I'm a little ashamed to say.
All right, let's start over. Take two. Okay.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, have you ever fallen in love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with?
Yes, Jim, I have, and I'm a little bit ashamed to say I actually consummated that love.
Oh, really? When did this happen?
In 1987. I officially got married to my copy of the Buzzcocks' Singles Going Steady album. We've been living together ever since.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're live from the basement.
We are from the basement.
I said live because we're testing out doing some stuff with Facebook Live.
Yeah, for our fan club.
For our fan club.
Group.
And it's all just an experiment at this point. But mm-hmm. We're doing that while we record this podcast. And we're here in a different spot of my basement than we normally record.
Yeah.
Because we thought this might be a little more photogenic for the people watching.
Right. We're not all the way around the corner at the table, but... It's also helpful because Chelsea and Man City are playing right now, and it's I think apropos, Jim, that Manchester has a team on TV right now because we're going to talk about the passing of
Pete Shelley. That's mm-hmm. right. So yeah, you mentioned you have a this is a good spot in the basement for the TV. So you have your football going
right.
on,
mm-hmm.
and then later on, because we'll probably still be recording some episodes later on, we've got a big basketball matchup. With Louisville versus Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I got this lighted sign going over here. Right? Let's
yep,
go.
Let's go.
IU.
IU. So, yeah, right. Hoosiers.
But then behind you is the Louisville pillow. So it's a house divided
in really
this house.
Is. Yes. Torn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You mentioned, well, first of all, this is Rockin' the Suburbs
yeah.
music conversation show. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And you mentioned the passing of Pete Shelley.
Yes.
Manchester musician.
Mm-hmm.
Best known for the Buzzcocks.
The Buzzcocks, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And this just happened as we're recording this a couple of days ago.
Yeah, rest in power, Pete Shelley.
I want to say 63, is that correct?
63 years, yeah, too young to leave the planet.
And we actually got a call.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
So why don't we play the call first?
Yes.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is Eric from suburban Philadelphia calling. I just heard the news today that the great Peter Shelley had died. This is a really tragic death. He was quite young at 63. And, you know, he was, as the singer and main writer from the Buzzcocks, responsible for some of the best pop songs in the punk era, from Ever Fallen in Love with Someone, which has been covered multiple times, as well as Autonomy and other songs. I think that there should be a show.
It cut off. So he was asking if there could be a show about the Buzzcocks.
Oh, okay.
And here we go.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to
yeah.
do it.
We'll do this.
Let's
yeah.
just kick this off. People who aren't familiar with the Buzzcocks, well, you really should be. This is probably their best known song, and it's the one that Eric, thank you for the call, just mentioned.
I run the risk of losing you, and that's worse.
ever fallen in love, parentheses, with someone you shouldn't have.
Right.
It wins the award for the best in contractions in a song title. There are two apostrophes in that word.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have. Shouldn't have. It is. That is really sort of an amazing. I don't even know how you would call how you would characterize it, Patrick. Is it a punk song? Is it a pop song? Is it a, you know, to me, it sounds very power poppy in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
It sort of sets the template for what has become known as pop punk.
That's right.
Or punk pop or whichever way it is.
Yep.
But at the time, the Buzzcocks were really sort of lumped in with the punk bands in England, right?
Mm-hmm, certainly. And, you know, I think, I don't know if anyone's chosen that song as a perfect pop song, but you could definitely say without a question that it is pretty much perfect in both execution and sentiment. I mean, it's really an incredible tune.
Yes.
And Pete Shelley's, I think, forte was writing love songs about broken hearts and unrequited love and desire and things like that. He did it in many different occasions and wrote some incredible songs, I think, much like the band that we're going to feature for the rest of this week. They Buzzcocks wrote very concise songs that rarely crossed that 3-minute mark and featured, you know, lead guitars that weren't necessarily soloing, but they were playing a melodic part and they were driving and raw. And I think more importantly, well, not more importantly, but of equal importance to the music that he helped create with the Buzzcocks was the fact that Pete Shelley and Howard Devoto, the original founding members of the Buzzcocks, were the two, at the time, students who booked the Manchester Free Trade Hall gig where the Sex Pistols played and, you know, launched, you could argue, Joy Division and the Smiths and the Fall and, you know, all those important bands, but also showed, I think, that you could, if you wanted something to happen where you were when it came to the, you know, the punk revolution, they demonstrated that you could do it outside of London, and they did it in Manchester. And, you know, suddenly punk was broken open in the provinces, you know, when that happened. And this gig is so important that apparently someone's written a book about who actually attended it. Like, they have gone to the trouble of tracking down the people who attended it. Maybe 40 people maximum were there that night. But, you know, thousands have claimed that they actually were.
Right. I mean, I love that story just because it shows right there you can quantify just how much impact the Sex Pistols had.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
On music, right? Mm-hmm. So that's great. But the Buzzcocks, they had kind of that same Sex Pistols sneer to a certain extent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't as sort of like scary as them. And I think it was because, like you said, they were writing, a you know, mostly like love songs and things like that. It wasn't anarchy in the UK. Wasn't that kind of a
thing. And there was no political slant, really. Right. I mean, the politics, I think, basically extended to the body when it came to the Buzzcocks. And, you know, the other thing that I think was really important is after that gig, the Buzzcocks were supposed to play at that gig, but they weren't even good enough. They didn't even have enough songs to be able to even support the Sex Pistols at that first show. They did many times later, but they went out and recorded an EP called Spiral Scratch that they then put out on their own label, which was essentially unheard of, you know, in 1977. Yeah, their New Hormones label. They recorded it on December 28, 1976. And on the back of the 7-inch EP, they even listed which take they did and emphasized that they did no overdubs on the song. So it was really just so raw and self-produced. You know, you could argue they invented indie rock and DIY music because really, you know, it really wasn't a thing that was done by punk bands ever before that. And in a very punk move, Howard Devoto quit the Buzzcocks right after the Spiral Scratch EP came out and went on to form Magazine because he declared punk dead, you know, in 1977. But that freed Pete Shelley up to become the main songwriter and explore these themes of love. And he did that very successfully, you know, over the next, I don't know, up until about 1980, 81, you know, they had a 3-year run of songs and albums that are pretty much unparalleled. It's quite incredible.
Yeah, so what else would you like to hear?
Why don't we hear something like Why Can't I Touch It from 1978?
This one, I think, has become sort of bigger over time.
Yeah.
It's kind of a different song for them, but it shows a real versatility, I think, that the band has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing tune.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's a propelled largely by the bass line, which
it really
I love.
Is. Yep.
It has just a great groove to it, but it also showcases one of the things I think makes the Buzzcocks sound so appealing, which is Pete Shelley's voice.
Exactly, right.
Don't you agree?
Totally unique and
he has a distinct
and piercing
voice. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like just bordering on being annoying, but
yeah.
doesn't quite get there. So it's like, so it really works.
Yeah. His vocals are very affecting for that reason, I think. They don't sound manufactured and he doesn't sound like a classically, rich singer in any way, but they just almost break at certain times, but
yep.
That's very moving.
Yep.
It felt very real, I think, when he sang and always in the songs, there'd be that one, like you heard there on the chorus, that explosion of harmony when he would just sort of soar over everything. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really amazing.
Listeners may remember that for a short time when I lived in Illinois, I played in a band for a little while. We did original music and we did some covers. And then when that band broke up,
The Bloody Stumps,
I very briefly just rehearsed with some guys who wanted to form another band.
Okay.
And we never went anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But we played in the basement.
Oh.
And they really just wanted to do cover songs anyway. And it didn't really interest me. So it didn't really work out. But here's one of the songs we actually played in the basement at that time.
Cool. You say you don't love me.
Say You Don't Love Me.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I love that song for so many reasons. One is just it showcases the melodic instincts of the band and
mm-hmm.
Pete Shelley, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fantastic melodies the guy would write.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I also love, the sort of what do you call that? Like the phasing or whatever that happens
mm-hmm.
in there.
Yeah.
It's just a great
that
effect.
That little flanger kind of effect.
It gives it sort of a bigger sound to it. It
mm-hmm.
feels like a real rock band in some ways. But also, you mentioned kind of the love songs. There's sort of definitely a heart on a sleeve element to a song like this. It's funny because it feels like a song that a young punk would maybe write. Like there's vulnerability to it, but at the same time, he's also like, that's okay. I'm not in love with you. You don't really believe him.
Right.
But yet he's got to put on that brave face right in the
exactly.
song and
stand up for himself.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so in this way, I think there's almost a an influence here that you could maybe draw to somebody like Paul Westerberg.
Sure.
Right. Who was
absolutely.
In a essentially, a quote unquote punk band, but was writing these tear jerking kind of songs. Right.
Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to me always going back and learning about the Buzzcocks. You and I are both a little too young, I think, to really catch their first, flourish, probably. I know I was.
Yeah.
And it told you a lot about what you could do with fast, loud music.
Yes.
Like, it didn't necessarily have to be all angry and spitting and Black Flag and hardcore. It could have melody and edge, and you could fall in love and you could address heartbreak. And that was very empowering, I think, to a lot of people when you heard these songs.
Oh, totally agree. When I think of the idea of pop punk, I definitely think they're one of the pioneers of that kind of thing. I was thinking about this too. I mean, really, the Ramones essentially did pop punk right. as well.
Mm-hmm.
But with that buzzsaw guitar and the like super fast thing, it was a little bit different. This is a little bit closer to what you would think of today, what a million bands, you know, from
yeah.
you know, Green Day and Blink 182 on and all that kind of stuff are probably more influenced by a band like this.
Yeah.
Right. But also, speaking of the Ramones, the Buzzcocks were almost like if you took the Ramones and the Sex Pistols and kind of mashed them together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like yeah, it, like exactly.
It has the melody mm-hmm. and maybe the same kind of influences to a large extent the Ramones had.
Yeah.
But yet, with just a little bit of that edge and that, like I said, that kind of sneer of like a Johnny Rotten singing it.
That's you know right. what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. totally. And I,
also the name The Buzzcocks, too.
I know.
Immediately makes it seem like something you shouldn't listen to.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. They had a song called Orgasmatic.
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, I think from, you know, from 77 all the way through their third album, which is different and pretty moving, called A Different Kind of Tension from 1979, mm-hmm. you know, their stuff was fantastic. I mean, look at some of these early tracks. I have a triple CD compilation of their singles here. But again, you know, Boredom, Orgasm Addict, What Do I Get? I Don't Mind, Moving Away from the Pulse Beat is a great song. Lipstick, Everybody's Happy Nowadays.
Oh,
right?
I love that song.
You know, the entire first CD, Harmony in My Head. Like you said, You Say You Don't Love Me, Something's Gone Wrong Again. I mean, all of them.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, all of them are just incredible. And then the band, it sort of dissolved in the early 80s, and Pete Shelley put out some solo work. And, you know, I think it's interesting looking back that Pete Shelley was bisexual and, you know, didn't really make any effort to hide that, but his songs were always sort of gender neutral, which is another thing I always thought was kind of cool about them. You know, he never said her or him, you know, in those songs, and they were very relatable because of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he did put out the song Homo Sapien, a single, more electronic bass from 81, and that
right.
certainly pulled the cover back on kind of where he stood on things.
More of a new wave kind of sound.
Yeah.
But I love that song.
It's a great song.
That's a great song. We'll play out with that.
Okay,
that
sounds good. Yeah, and then the band reformed in the 90s, and I actually got to see them at one point in, gosh, man, it was like 96 or something like that, when they did one of their, you know, reform tours, and they eventually started putting out new music again.
Yes.
Although what's interesting about it is that when they played live, they didn't play a lot of their newer songs. They really stuck to their classic catalog, which made it really fun to kind of see them. That was the only time I ever got to see Pete Shelley. So that was, you know, that was really cool.
No, but I will recommend to people from, there's an album that's just called Buzzcocks from 2003.
Mm-hmm.
That is a really strong record. And there's a really good song in there called Sick City Sometimes.
Okay.
Take a listen to that.
Okay.
So they still maintained a lot of that same spirit,
yeah.
and a lot of the same kind of hallmarks of
235, 245, 259, yeah. So a lot of them, yeah, and, you know, we're still doing it.
And it's really poppy stuff. It's great.
Yeah, and Pete, you know, had a long-running interest in electronic music and krautrock mm-hmm. and Can and a lot of those bands, and a lot of his solo work sort of showcased that as well.
Yes, so rest in power.
Rest in power, Pete Shelley.
Pete Shelley.
Gave us a lot of fantastic music and left the earth too soon. He had moved apparently to Estonia sometime in the early 2000s, and that's where he passed away on December 6th.
If anyone has any thoughts on
yeah.
Pete Shelley, the Buzzcocks, any of that, you can call, as Eric did.
Yep. Thank you, Eric.
612-440-1984. Or you can email us rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. We'd also encourage people to rate and review our show on iTunes. We're at like 95 ratings right now.
So close.
We're trying to get to 100 before the end of the year.
Be a great holiday present for us, folks.
Yes, that'd be great.
That'd be nice.
Rate and review the show.
Please.
And tell your friends about Rock in the Suburbs. We encourage you to do that because we know they'll enjoy it.
Give the gift of a great podcast, people. So.
All right. You mentioned the song Homo Sapien,
mm-hmm.
which was a bit of a hit for Pete Shelley as a solo artist in 81.
Yeah.
81.
Mm-hmm.
So we will close out with that. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys. Oh, very special guests.
Coming up
tomorrow.
It's going to be a fabulous rest of the week.
So we'll talk to you
tomorrow.
Shy boy, you're the coy boy, and
anybody can make a record by mailing away, you know, even in the 90s, bands like Wingtip Sloat even